T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, yes, Stump the Millennial Wednesdays at 5:25. Jack Fritz is the millennial, so we quiz him. Jack, have you been good recently? Last week you were...
Last week I got the Bill Clinton question right.
You got it correct.
The week before I didn't know who Whitney Houston's husband was.
Correct. You didn't know who Jazzy Jeff was before that.
No, it's been hit or miss.
All right, but you've been good, you've been not so good.
Right, like a millennial.
Well, exactly. You're making the bit. Mo in Newtown joins us. He's going to try to stump the millennial, or he's going to play stump the millennial. Hi, Mo.
How's it going?
Good, man. You know how the game is played?
What's up, Mo?
I do know how the game is played. Thank you. Yep.
We're going to ask Jack a question. Before he answers, you're going to get to decide whether or not we stump him. If you're right, you win a pair of tickets to the Atlantic City Boat Show. Don't miss the Atlantic City Boat Show, February 26th. Through March 1st at the Atlantic City Convention Center. Visit acboatshow.com for more details. All right, Mo, hang tight. Here's the question. Jack Fritz, the millennial, on this day, February 19th, Coca-Cola introduced Cherry Coke. What was the year? I'm going to give you multiple choice. 1965, 1975, 1985 or 1995. On this date, February 19th, Coke introduced Cherry Coke. What was the year? 65, 75, 85, or 95? Mo, it's multiple choice, so he at least has a 25% chance of getting it. Do you believe he gets it correct?
I do not. I think he's going to get it incorrect.
All right, Mo. Good answer. I would agree. Jack?
I think he gets this.
Go through your thinking. All right, you were born in what year?
1994.
Now, are you a Cherry Coke drinker?
I actually really like Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke is delicious. I agree.
That helps.
Diet Cherry Coke, which I'm diabetic. I enjoy an occasional Diet Cherry Coke every once in a while. It's pretty sweet.
Are we sponsored?
No.
Okay, I don't drink Cherry Coke.
All right, Jack, what would you say?
I will say that Cherry Coke came out in 1965.
1965.
What?
Mo? You win the tickets because Jack is incorrect. We stumped the millennial.
Right, Jack.
Oh my goodness.
Going down.
Congratulations, Mo. Hang on a second.
I got a bag of nails with this guy, man.
That was definitely a millennial answer.
Yeah. I mean.
Why? When did it come out?
85, man.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they should have introduced that earlier.
1985.
No, cherry flavor didn't come in until the 80s.
Yes, it's an
80s
thing.
It's an 80s thing.
Yeah, before Cherry everybody. Coke, Tab, that's what Saccharin got.
I want to say, it was Coke the first to do it?
Yes, because Cherry Pepsi came on years later.
Years
and
later.
No one really took it seriously.
No, you had Cherry 7-Up before you had Cherry Pepsi.
You really did, which was also good.
Yeah.
No, but Cherry Coke was the first real, like, this is good. Like, the first different thing. Because remember, Coke came out with the new Coke, which was a flop.
Yeah, because I couldn't tell the difference between a new Coke and an old Coke.
I don't really remember. I think it might have been too young to really care or understand. Remember,
I was a Pepsi guy back then.
You took the Pepsi Challenge?
Because Michael Jackson was Pepsi.
Really? See, you're right. I was a Pepsi guy.
Yeah.
And as I've gotten older, I like Coke better because it's not as sweet.
Yep. But I was a kid because of Michael Jackson did the Pepsi commercials.
So you were going to like that?
I just went with Pepsi, yeah. I really couldn't tell the difference between the two.
But you like Michael Jackson?
Yes.
What about Real Crown Cola? See, I was always an RC Cola
guy. RC, yes.
Well, we had local sodas here from Frank's or A-Treat. I don't know if A-Treat's is local, but Frank's is a local soda company.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of Frank's.
And I remember my mom taking the bottles to the beer distributor and getting them filled up. The really sweet orange sodas, root beers, A-Treat cream sodas, Frank's,
to
black cherry. You would go to the beer distributor, and they would literally fill the bottle up. You had these big...
Okay. Like 2 liters or...
Like probably a liter and a half or something.
Okay.
And you'd fill it up. And they'd be in these wooden crates, and you would take the empty crate with the glass bottles, and you go and fill it up, and then they pop the top in. You go home, and you have a cream soda or a black cherry soda.
Man, did you grow up in Amish country or something, man?
I remember they delivered potato chips and pretzels to my grandmother's house.
Yeah.
Charlie Chips. And yeah. I have the tin at home, the big can at home.
Yeah,
and
I got
you're only early 40s. I thought that was like the
Yeah, I got
It was the end of it.
Yeah, I got food I got food delivered to the house.
Not Charlie
It wasn't
Chips.
That. It wasn't that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like powdered milk and
cheese
and cereal that said cereal on the box.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not Cheerios, just O's.
No, just O's, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Kix? Remember the cereal Kix?
Yeah, my daughter loves it.
Yeah. Oh, man, we couldn't wait to get those.
Is that what they were?
Yeah, they were
the Pops, the Corn Pops.
Yes,
they're
the Corn
good.
Pops, yes.
Man, they're good.
Yes. You know, as a kid, any cereal with sugar in it, you were happy.
You love it. Right? I could eat cereal for dinner if I was able to. I love cereal. I'm a Raisin Bran guy.
Are you really?
You know, I have so many cereals at home because we mean I'm the one. It's delicious.
Yeah,
Kellogg's
really,
Raisin Bran.
You're too young to be eating Raisin Bran.
Two scoops of plump, juicy raisins. No, I'm not. I just had a colonoscopy because I had bad hemorrhoids. I need to eat Raisin Bran. It's more of the reason.
I swear this dude's like 90 years old. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. You and the camera.
No, but it's why I bought it. Was because of the fiber issue.
I forgot about that, yeah.
I have Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, that's a good one.
At home.
Yep.
I have Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yep, good one.
Do you have Frosted Flakes?
Honey Bunches of Oats.
See, I moved from the Frosted Flakes to the Honey Nut Cheerios. Honey Nut Cheerios is better than Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, they're good.
Yes.
Now, Frosted Flakes taste too sugary.
Yeah, it's too much like a kid cereal.
It's way too much.
Yeah.
And I love Honey Bunches of Oats. Mm-hmm. What's another one that-
Fruit Loops?
No, we tried that.
Yeah?
And then Kix.
What about Lucky Charms?
No, stop.
I don't like the marshmallows. I like Lucky Charms as a kid.
It's too sugary. Yeah, as kids, you loved all that stuff.
I can't eat that stuff as an adult. Let me tell you an underrated cereal.
Yeah.
Dig'em Smacks.
Huh?
I agree.
Yeah, that's an underrated cereal, brother.
I don't...
It looks like an adult cereal, but it's sweet enough.
Well, I don't know what they are.
With the frogs, you know what Dig'em Smacks are. Smacks. Yeah.
Not bad. I haven't had them in a while. By the way, RIP to Wilona from Good Times. She passed away.
Oh, man, that's right. I meant to say that earlier. Boy, you're talking about crushes. There's a few first crushes I had as a kid. Wilona was one. Thelma was two.
I was going to say Thelma. Thelma I loved. And by the way.
And now?
I'm not a kid anymore. Smarty Nightly.
Yeah, times change. Life changes.
Even listen, Good Times. Even they rolled in Penny, who was
Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson,
yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Now let me say this.
I had three girlfriends during the Good Times era.
Is that right?
Yeah, those are my three. When you got brothers, that's all we did was claim girls as that's my girlfriend
from Good Times. Yes.
Good Times, Facts of Life.
And you were
Brady Bunch.
Were you a Blair? Did you like Blair? Was she the secret one you liked? We know you like Tootie.
No.
Joe?
Right, yes.
Joe? You know what, though? It's better than Blair. It was too easy to like Blair, the beauty queen.
I had to like Joe.
It's better than
the tomboy.
Yes. Anyway.
Yes.
But and the one thing I didn't know about her was that she was the voice. She was the voice behind the Jeffersons.
I did not know that either.
So you read
until
the same
today.
Thing I did.
Yes,
I've never seen that
today.
Before.
Yes,
I'm really glad we're talking about this issue.
Yeah, I know.
Shut up,
Jack. Have you ever seen the Jeffersons?
No.
Or Good Times?
No. Never. I've never even heard of Good Times.
You know what I did on?
Oh my God.
You've never heard of it?
Heard of the Jeffersons? Never heard of Good Times.
Man, you're missing out. That's America, baby.
Yes, sir.
I was so disgusted with the XFL on Saturday, I think. I ended up watching Gilligan's Island. They were on. Having a marathon.
Sure.
On one of the stations.
Still good.
Oh, yeah. Then when my kids came in, I'm like, no, you're not watching this. It was too weird. It's weird, man.
Now the stuff that you recognize.
Well, because they sit down and like they're starting to get a little scared. I'm like, all right, I got to turn this off. Gilligan's a little scary. Coming up next. Oh, it's going to be a good one. Marks and Reese text line, and we finish on the phones as well. We see you. We'll grab you on the other side. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. Now, they got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app, new promotions every day, and once you win, they get you your cash back fast. Now, if you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, now's the time. Because right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. Now, that means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. Now, I missed out on that hockey action last night, but there's one more night without any professional basketball, but it all resumes tomorrow, and right out of the gate, I got a play that I love. Brooklyn in Philadelphia. Brooklyn, +9? Nah, give me Philadelphia in that game. I think Brooklyn may be without one of their best players in the point guard. I don't think he's going to play tomorrow night, so give me Philadelphia coming off the All-Star break, -9 in that game over Brooklyn. Now, to claim your first bet risk-free, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use promo code Ike so they know that we sent you. That's promo code Ike, that's I-K-E, to get your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese again tonight. The kicker off of the qualifying events for the Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament. Marks and Reese is tonight at the Track Tavern from 9 to 11. Jack will be there. Spike will be there. I'll be there. If you want all the qualifying event dates, just go to 94WIP.com/RPS. The grand prize and the final event is on Thursday, March 5th at the Urban Saloon in Philly. Grand prize is $1,000 Visa gift card, $1,500 in Mark's jewelry, and beer for a year from Miller Lite. Tonight's winner that advances to the finals gets a $100 gift card. So there you go. So, hey, that's not bad. You kidding me? Playing rock, paper, scissors. So we'll see everybody out there tonight. We'll finish up on the phone lines, but let's do the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all pro basketball, college basketball, and hockey at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. It's a text line.
Text line. Text line. Text line.
Hey, Mitch. Isn't the line paralysis by analysis?
But they overloaded him with information. It's paralyzation by analyzation.
Mike and Del.
Paralyzation by analyzation.
We knew what the hell he was trying to
say. Yeah, I think I like what he said better. But yes, you're right. That's normally what
paralyzation by analyzation?
Yes. Yeah.
Which I guess makes sense as well, right?
Yes. It does. It does.
Paralysis just, by analysis.
Yeah. No, yeah. Good for Mitch. It worked.
Yes.
You should do a bring your wife to work day. Let's get Mrs. Marks and Mrs. Reese in the studio for an hour and get their opinion on sports and their husbands. Julie in Birdsboro.
Oh. So. Is that a shot at us for something? Did we do something wrong today?
Well, it was Julie.
So no, the Julie we know is the Julie in Roanoke because it's a different one.
Right, but it's a listener that probably listens to the show a lot and wonders what our better halves think about the things we're talking about.
That would be funny.
So.
Well, hold on, why can't we have his wife in too?
We should.
Oh, Jill come in.
Yeah, she'd come in. I don't know if my
I don't know if my wife.
Yeah,
would
I don't know. I don't know if I'd want my wife to come in.
Get the real truth.
I mean, not for that reason. No, I just I don't know. I mean, maybe that's something in the summer.
That is a summer thing.
Our sister station in San Diego. I'm friends with the guys that work on the morning show out there. And at the holiday times, the one guy actually had his wife come in and co-host it for him.
Yeah,
it's been something that's done before. Yeah.
Next time Ike's out?
Listen.
No.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
No.
But the summer thing does sound good. My wife teaches, so she wouldn't be able to do it during the season.
It's actually a great idea.
So the summer thing, yeah, I'm sure Spike would be happy about this.
Yeah, she can do the text line with us and everything.
John, did you just say hockey players are just like baseball players now? Rich Peverly died on the bench, got resuscitated at the hospital, then asked if he could go back in the game. Can you tell me the last time Pat Neshek offered to go into a game? Get out of here with that crap. Ryan in Maryland.
Well, I just meant that they drink like baseball players. They smoke cigarettes like baseball players.
Oh, man.
That's what I meant.
They play forever like baseball players?
Yeah, they can play late into their careers. They kind of.
No, I mean, no offense, Jack, but you're 4 of 4.
Yeah.
And we got the most important thing, hand-eye coordination.
But here's where they're different.
It's the hardest sport to play, though.
It is. To hit a baseball is probably the most difficult. Yeah. But as far as like being the grumpiest, baseball players are the grumpiest players to deal with. Hockey players are very, very nice.
Very nice. Yeah, I never see
Canadian.
Is that what it is?
Part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but like basketball players are normally pretty easy to deal with. Football players understand the business of the media. They're easy to deal with.
Oh, we're the best athletes to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're the most reasonable.
Sane. You guys understand.
Forget about Antonio Brown.
Yeah, most of you are.
the most thing I say about football players, they're totally sane all the time.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Dealing with the media, they're great. I can only speak from our perspective, and
exactly.
Baseball players are normally a little bit more difficult. 162 games, it's a grind.
Best storytellers, though.
Best storytellers.
They certainly have the most stories to tell.
Yes.
Something else to do.
And many more that they won't tell on the air, for obvious reasons.
Hard to take this city seriously as the smartest sports city in America when Girardi is adding 10 wins and Wheeler is making this team a 95-win team. Jim in Norristown.
Well, listen, that was one caller. 90 is about my limit of being positive on the Phillies.
Hey, by the time this show was over with, man, we were up to 98 to 100 wins.
96 might have been the top. Yeah, but so Wheeler's not an upgrade over what they had last year? Girardi's not an upgrade over what they had last year. Girardi doesn't mean – I mean, all I heard all I heard from people last year was, Gabe cost them 10 games. Okay, well, if you really believe that last year, then you should believe that Girardi makes up for some of them this year.
What would people say if they saw John Marks in an airplane? Damn, you've got a face for radio. Zach in Lansdale.
Well, Zach, I would say that's incorrect because I don't have a face for radio.
I think you're a good-looking guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I have an athletic build to be an athlete or anything like that. I'm probably a little bit overweight. I don't have a lot of muscle mass or muscle tone to me. You know, I'm past my prime. That's for sure.
You're not overweight, but you don't have any muscle tone.
No, I know, not at all. No, I mean, I'm not in great shape.
No, I don't ever want to see you in shorts again.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Somehow I landed a beautiful wife without, you know, having all those things going for me.
You got a good mouthpiece, man.
Well, you know.
If you're looking for cuts of Ike saying, Ben! He had a good one at 3:29 talking about Ben Davis.
He did.
Like the other players out, the former players that are out there listening, right? So Mitch and Ben.
Brad in Westchester.
I heard it.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I did. It's great.
I didn't hear anything.
No, I don't want you. Yeah, I heard it. It was the only Ben of the day, and I enjoyed every bit of it. Jack, did you catch it as well?
No, I didn't. That's why I appreciate the texter.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yep. Just alert us so we know on the text board when we need pertinent information, as you normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you reach the text line? It's our regular phone line of 888-729-9494, but you text the number. It's as simple as that. You text it instead of calling, and that's how you get a hold of the Marks and Reese text line. All right, Amin in Washington Township. What's up? How are you?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing, man?
Hi.
What's up, Amin?
Well, I'm chilling. Listen, on the Phillies real quick, the only thing I'm waiting for is series wins, and where are they going to be at the All-Star break? That's it. Then I'll start paying attention to them. After that, all that nonsense before that, I'm not even worried about it. Okay. If they ain't good at the All-Star break, you already know where it's going.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think it's for a casual fan, that's what they're going to need. Is they're going to need to see something in July, once school's out and everything else. And if the Phillies are in it and they're exciting, see, that's the other thing. People need to be entertained, man.
Yeah.
Now you can win 81 or 80 games. 2 years ago, the Phillies were boring as all hell.
Right.
And last year, it got a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
but not much better.
Now Bryce kind of caught fire a little late.
A little bit too late.
We needed him to catch fire about a month earlier.
Yeah, agreed. Angry Al checking in. Angry Al's a late caller on the show mostly. What's up, Al? How are you?
It's like a reserve time.
Yep.
Johnny Marks.
Hey, buddy.
What's up? Hi.
What's up, Al?
Check this out. We ain't going to let you suck the air out the balloon. Everybody listen to you with the Bronco bucking and all that all year long, but now you're going to listen to us Philly fans. All right, the Phillies are going to make the playoffs. I don't care what you said. What none of the rest of these knuckleheads say.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Girardi is going to be worth that 10 games. That means 91. That means we get at least the second wild card spot. All mm-hmm. right, you got it?
No, I don't have it. Right. But here's what I love, though, Al. I love the fact
What's
that you are on the Phillies train this year because you got your boy Gabe Kapler out of here. You didn't want him in here anymore. So you're all about the Phillies this year. So we're going to get positive, Al.
Positive Al.
As it pertains to the Phillies this year.
That's right, because check it out. You're talking about how the kid was hitting. Mm-hmm. They had him doing all that craziness. He was playing for a Fruit Loop.
Okay.
Now the bowl of cereal's out on the West Coast. We can have some real baseball managerial stuff going on. The Phillies actually got a real good shot of getting in the playoffs, I think. But if nothing else, we'll take a wild card.
Mm. Yeah, listen, yeah. We're going to have fun this year, Al, because I'm not negative, Ike.
No, you're not.
And I'm not going to be rooting for losses so that I could somehow be right. I want to be wrong. But I'm going to have fun with Al this year because we get to flip roles this year. Because Al's the guy's calling up all positive. He's going to be ready to jump on anybody that's negative about the team. Right? He's doing a complete 180. Right? Didn't like Gabe. Didn't like the front office. So he was all negative Phillies for the last 2 years.
And that's all he needed was Joe Girardi.
All he needed was Joe Girardi. So he's going to believe in everything Joe Girardi.
Correct.
Yeah, this ought to be fun.
Coming up next is rights to Ricky Sanchez. Spike and Joe, our Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Looking to get engaged in 2020? Shop Mark's Jewelers' great collection of diamond engagement rings at their flagship store in Montgomeryville or check them out online, mark-jewelers.com. Yeah, I mean, Spike's had a long day. He's done his regular program director duties.
Yeah.
Now he's going to co-host 6 to 7, rights to Ricky Sanchez Radio.
Yeah.
And then he's got to travel to Collegeville, Pennsylvania for the 9 o'clock start of the Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament.
Hey, let me tell you, man. For a boss, for a program director, this dude isn't just about giving out orders. He is on the ground level.
Oh, moving, yeah, yeah.
Shaking and moving.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, he's on the ground level, shaking and moving.
Trying to motivate his people. Hasn't worked on Fritz yet, but, you know, that's a whole
other
story.
He's still working on him.
He's not still young.
Totally lost cause, but.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah. How did that go Sunday?
With me and Rob Cherry?
Yeah.
He's recovered over there. He needed a whole day off on Monday just to get over the
did he take off? Did he? So he had President's Day off from working with you for 5.5 hours.
Yeah, he needed it.
Oh, so you were okay.
I came back in. Listen, I'm a grinder, Ike.
Okay. Well, no, I was wondering how did it go between Jack and Angry Bob.
I listened.
No, it was
any
fine.
Back and forths? Is there any friction there?
There wasn't much prep. It was just like, let's go.
Well, that's kind of how Rob rolls now.
Yep. Yeah. I didn't a lot of Phillies talk. I heard Phillies talk in my seven minutes in the car.
It was a little different prep from what I'd usually do with this.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah, your prep is wasted with Rob. Just show up and be ready when he tosses stuff at you.
Coming up next, Sixers Talk. Rights to Ricky Sanchez Radio with Spike and Joe, and then Joe Giulio takes you for the rest of the evening. We'll see you at the Trap Tavern tonight for the Rock, Paper, Scissors Tournament, and we're back tomorrow. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.